With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump has reversed a worthless Obama-era ruling.
By the EPA, we are officially terminating the so-called endangerment finding, a disastrous Obama-era policy that severely damaged the American auto industry and massively drove up prices for American consumers. Prices went up incredibly for a worse product.
President says this move will save Americans a lot of money.
This action will eliminate over $1.3 trillion of regulatory costs and help bring car prices tumbling down dramatically. You're going to get a better car. You're going to get a car that starts easier, a car that works better for a lot less money.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta says he's looking into delayed evacuation orders during the Eaton fire as a potential civil rights case under California law.
The California Department of Justice, led by our Civil Rights Enforcement Section, has launched an independent investigation into the emergency response to the Eaton fire and the disproportionately devastating impact it had on the historically black neighborhood of West Altadena.
18 of the 19 victims in that wildfire last year were in a predominantly black neighborhood. Trump administration is ending its immigration crackdown in Minnesota after weeks of protest. Border Czar Tom Homan says the operation has been a success. Virginia Supreme Court ruling a United States Marine and his wife will keep an Afghan orphan they brought home in defiance of the U.S. government decision to reunite the child with their Afghan family. Ruling likely ends a very bitter legal battle. This is SRN News. Abortion and gay marriage amendments are advancing in Virginia. Here's Michael Harrington.
Newly elected Democratic Governor Elizabeth Spanberger has authorized a public referendum on the measures, one of which would enshrine abortion in the state constitution if voters approve it in the fall. The other amendment would enshrine gay marriage. Democrats have been pushing both pieces of legislation in an effort to place abortion and homosexual unions beyond the reach of future legislatures and any court rulings on the national level. Michael Harrington reporting.
New report finds one in three Jews in this country were the target of an anti-Semitic incident in 2025. The American Jewish Committee says this is the same percentage as 2024. Poll also reveals more than half of Jews are changing their behaviors to try and mask the fact that they are Jewish for fear of being discriminated against or, in some cases, even worse. This is SRN News. Google and Meta are pushing back on addiction claims in a huge social media trial. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports it's very controversial and already in the legal setting a lot of hard feelings.
At the core of a landmark social media case in Los Angeles is a 20-year-old identified only by the initials KGM. The plaintiff argues that Instagram owner Meta and Google's YouTube intentionally design addictive features that cause harm to children who use the products, comparing social media platforms to casinos and addictive drugs. An attorney representing YouTube and Google says that KGM's five-year average watch time was 29 minutes per day and just 1 minute 14 seconds using the infinite scroll feature on YouTube Shorts, noting that that can be disabled or modified to match your user's preferences. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
SRNnews.com.